Let's go out to our Rivertown hotline and welcome in Steelers wide receiver Antoine Randall-El, who's joining us on behalf of his Bowls for Souls event, which we'll talk about in just a second. Antoine, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. And we were just talking about Dancing with the Stars. Have you been keeping up with Hines's run on the show?
Yeah, Hines is doing pretty good. It will be some teasing going on when we get back together, though. You know that.
Oh, of course. Now, what are you going to tease him about the most? His dancing or the fact that he was bawling crying in the last episode?
We got to tease him about both, of course.
Okay, all right.
Especially the crying. You know, we're going to take it all the way back to when he cried, you know, after we lost the AFC Championship game when he thought it was going to be JB's last game. So we're going to tie all that together.
Yeah, but Antron, what if he wins? And he looks like he's got a decent shot. It looks like he's certainly one of the top two couples. What if he wins? I mean, you can't really get on him for that, can you?
No, we're going to celebrate with him, but we're still going to rag him a little bit.
You have to. I mean, come on. Jeez, with that crying episode, I can imagine it's be pretty brutal in that locker room.
Yeah, that's all fun and games. That's how we do. But he's got a chance, and we're still going to get after him, you know, when it's all said and done.
Antoine, this is to the point where you've been through almost everything an NFL player can be through, the highs, the lows, the free agency. But this is all brand new for you. You can't even practice or be a part of a team right now. How strange is that for you?
Yeah, that is a little different. It's a bit strange. It's what you call a catch-22, I guess, if you will. I mean, because we're working out, we're doing stuff on our own, that kind of thing. On one side, you get more time, you spend it with the family and that kind of thing, and that's great. But you're just itching to get back to the field and get things, you know, cranked up and getting going. And then not knowing when this thing will end and when it will happen, that's a little unsettling. So we just hope it gets done so we can move forward and get back to football.
Antoine, I know one of the things that comes up is that there is so much structure now to the off season that didn't used to be there. And some of the players, you know, you might hear somebody say, well, you know, they want us to do too much, and there's too much of this and too much of that in the mini camps and stuff. But, you know, now that the mini camp season is here, do you find yourself actually missing being able to show up for a mini camp?
Well, I think we missed the whole idea of that, you know, that team, everybody getting together once in a while. But we still understand where we are, you know, that this has to get done. I mean, we would rather be sitting out right now and get it done than, you know, certainly be out there and you know, being together and not have a future, really be just, you know, basically banging on 1 year and then seeing how it's going to go to next year or whatever. We'd rather get it done and then come back out and certainly have something in place on both sides of the grill, which is something that we're looking for. We just hadn't got to that point yet.
Talking to Antoine Randall-El on the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And please join Antoine for his celebrity bowling fundraiser, Bowls for Souls, a one-of-a-kind opportunity to meet, mingle, and bowl with Steelers players. That's Sunday, May 22nd, and it benefits the Cystic Fibrosis and the L Foundation, benefiting underserved children and their families across the country. Tell us more about the event and the foundation.
Well, the foundation, me and my brother got together a while back, and it's something we've always wanted to give back. I mean, we came up, we always had a place to go, a place we can kind of hang our hats, to go out and, if you will, you know, just be around good people. And that's the thing about the foundation. Somebody helped us out. We're trying to help kids out that really don't get the opportunity as maybe some other children will, whether there's something going on at the home, whether they have some injuries going on or whatever. We try to, you know, be a bright spot in kids' lives and across the country. So that's what the foundation is really about. And then the event certainly is to raise money for the foundation, also for cystic fibrosis. So it's going to be a big event. You have Steelers players out there. Again, a one-of-a-kind opportunity. We hope it's going to be well. At first it was private. We opened it up to the public because we thought that would be a good idea, you know, especially with everything going on with the lockout and that kind of thing. So it'll be a big-time event. Again, like you said, it's May 22nd, this Sunday, coming up from 5 to 9 at Noble Manor Lanes, right off the Green Tree exit. It's going to be a good time.
Mike Tomlin is a guy who's so very structured with the way he coaches a team. He's got to be going nuts with this uncertainty. Talk about how he's handling this situation, even if you haven't spoken to him.
Well, I haven't spoken to him, but I mean, I can imagine it. You know, Mike is itching to get back to the telephones and get his group together. You know, he wants to see how everybody's doing, and I know it's a little bit tough. I mean, especially with some of the young guys we had come in last year. As a coach, you want to be able to keep in contact with those guys and just make sure everything is going smooth with their off season. But at the same time, you understand the business side of it. So, I mean, it's got to be bothering him a little bit, but this is where we are, you know, as a league. I mean, players and coaches want to get out there and get this thing done, and certainly I know the NFL wants to get, you know, put their fair share of part in it, so we just got to, you know, keep working to get to that point. It is a tough situation, but it's just, you know, both sides got to agree at some point, and certainly the players, we don't want to take any too many steps back. We did agree to take, you know, some steps back, but we don't want to go as far as they're trying to basically put us. So this is where we are.
And Antoine, obviously this lockout currently hurting new players, free agents, rookies, draft picks, and guys like yourself that, you know, want to keep playing a little longer. I mean, how many more years do you realistically have left? And if they take one away, that's really going to be tough to deal with.
It'll be tough to deal with, no question. If a year is taken away, that's always in the back of your mind. You know, will it go that far? You know, and it's quite possibly could. But at the same time, you kind of take the focus off you. And like you said, think about the young guys who are coming in who really, you know, would struggle if, you know, when the season does start, because getting in and understanding the offense, and certainly at that point, you know, the coach will not want to just put them out there, and they're not sure about what they need to be on certain plays and that kind of thing. So it's tough for the young guys, you know, the guys coming in, and of course the guys that were, you know, first and second year guys who are really on the way getting ready to bloom and really are not around to get that same teaching as they would get, you know, on a normal schedule. But then you look at the guys as a free agent. Most time, that's what kind of you kind of work to. You work to have an opportunity to get that big payday. You work to a point to have your choice of, you know, if you want to leave the team you are or go to another team. You just kind of taken away from you. So that's where we are, you know. So hopefully it gets worked out for those guys. Certainly can have that opportunity. Because I remember when I was going up to free agent. It was a good time. It was a time that you. You know, you wanted to stay home, but you had so many other offers, and when it came down to it, you got to make the best decision, you know, for yourself and for your family. But the biggest thing with that, they don't have an opportunity to do that, and that's one of the things that's tough at this point. But again, it should work out. We hope it works out. We just don't know exactly when. So here we are.
Antoine, it sounds like Drew Brees is getting pretty good participation with some veteran workouts among New Orleans Saints players. What kind of plans or what kind of discussions have you guys had as Steelers to try to get together, especially as this thing drags out?
We've talked about some things, and both sides have gotten together here and there, but it hadn't been a whole lot. And a lot of the reasons you got to kind of look at with being in this lockout. You're not covered, per se. One of the things that was sent out to some of the players is that, you know, if you get hurt, you know, most of the teams are not responsible. And I'm almost certain that's one of the biggest things that are keeping a lot of guys from getting together, even working out in the manner that you would normally work out. Because if something goes down, whether you have insurance or not, the NFL, you know, the owners may not honor the contract that you have. It's almost like saying, okay, well, it's out of our hands if you get injured, you know. And that's one of the things that is kind of tough. And you got some clubs that will honor it no matter what, you know, who you are, that kind of thing. But you got some clubs who just, you can forget it. So that's why it's kind of tough for some guys going and getting those, some of those groupings and getting together in terms of the player-only workouts or whatever, or even doing the normal workouts they would do on their own, you know, in the extent that they would.
Willie Parker came on our show and absolutely destroyed the Washington Redskins, said that the fans don't care, all the players care about is partying over there, and it's so much different in that Steeler locker room. Is it really that much different over in Washington as opposed to Pittsburgh?
Well, I think it's a big difference, but I think that goes back to, and I said this before, you know, it starts, you know, when it comes to not necessarily the draft, but it just starts at the top. And I just think you got to look at Dan and you got to look at the Rooney's and you got to look at Snyder, and they're just different. And at some point, and I think with having Bruce come in there, I think some of that stuff will get worked out, because Dan Snyder wants to win like right now. And everybody wants to win. You certainly understand that. But Dan, he wants to be involved in so much all the time. So now I think with Bruce coming in, I think that's going to be some things that can kind of help out having Shanahan there, because those guys, you know, they've won, they've been around, and, you know, they just, like, he's basically turned it over to them. So I think some things will get going as you go down the road. But it's hard to compare, and I haven't been in other places, but just from things I've heard, it's hard to compare anybody to the Steelers. The Steelers is like a one of a kind organization. If you've been there, you don't want to leave, and if you've left, you want to get back at some point, because just the home feeling you get, I guess the presentation you get when you come, you know what to expect when you're there as a player, and even as an employee there. You know, everybody speaks highly of him, and that's just the way the organization has been run by the Rooney from the top. So most players, when they come, they want to be there. They don't want to leave. And when they leave, they want to find a way to get back.
Randall L., Bowls for Souls, Noble Manor Lane, Sunday, May 22nd, 5 to 9 p.m., benefits Cystic Fibrosis and the L Foundation. Anything else you want to get out there about the event to let people know about?
Well, I just always encourage people to come out. This is something that's going to certainly help out the kids. It's something we want to continue to move forward in the foundation, and certainly helping cystic fibrosis. Again, a one-of-a-kind opportunity. We have a bunch of Steelers players there. It's going to be big. Some of them are coming in. Hopefully we get JB out there, because he bowled at 300, not too long ago. So he got a couple bragging rights. We got to get out to him a little bit.
Antoine, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me.